Georgia Steins on ABC Radio Canberra.
Did you know that there is actually a community orchard in Weston Creek? Until today, I did not know that. A group of local residents have been repairing that old CIT orchard full of fruit trees. And to tell us a little bit about this and how, I guess, this group got together, I'm joined by the volunteer coordinator of the Weston Creek Orchard, and it's Chris Boswell. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well. Can you tell me the history of this site?
It originally started off as a CIT orchard in the 1980s. They planted it up, or the late 80s. And I think it was like a demonstration orchard of for both a learning, but also they were trying lots of different varieties of fruit trees to see how they grow and produce in Canberra. So there's like one of different varieties, from pears, apples, quinces, nectarines, log cherries. There are some nuts out there, nut trees out there as well, such as hazelnut.
Wow. And so how did you get involved in this?
I guess in the around about 2013-14, I was riding my bike sort of in the area regularly and just watching the orchard come into bloom and then seeing some of the fruit appear in the autumn and picking it. And so I then started doing some investigation whether a group of us could actually start to manage it and look after it as a community orchard or as an orchard and get access to the land. And so that then started a process that finally sort of came to fruition in about 2016 when we came under the TCSS Community Parks and Gardens Volunteer Program.
So was no one looking at after it during that period?
No, so from about 2000 to about 2016, no one was looking after it, so it was just left to go. And so when we got it was totally covered in blackberries, and there was you couldn't really see much of the orchard.
Oh. And did you have much gardening experience before you got involved?
No, proper learnt gardening experience. Just my parents were gardeners, my grandparents were gardeners, and we've always had gardens, and I've always enjoyed. We've had friends with farms, and I've always enjoyed going out and being on farms and things like that too. So it's just an interest I've always had.
Yeah,
being with in gardens.
And what was the hope you had for this orchard back then?
I think, and it's just to, I guess, preserve. Preserve mature trees and the opportunity to experience. I mean, a lot of our urban environments, a lot of our trees are being removed, particularly fruiting trees, and it's just trying to preserve some of that sort of productive fruits and stuff within our urban environment.
And so what sort of state is it in at the moment? I guess what have been some of the challenges for you as a community group?
I guess some of the challenges is just getting slowly. I mean, it's a slow process of slowly clearing the trees and getting them out. I mean, and really, I guess it's having people time, because it takes time to prune trees and care for them properly, and take time to clear it all. And we have one working bee a month, usually for 9 times a year. Just the time and effort, we're slowly clearing it. Other challenges, if we want the orchard to be more productive, will be actually finding more consistent water for the site. So at the moment, we're just dependent on what falls out of the site, out of the sky.
And so there's no irrigation at all there?
There's no irrigation. There used to be irrigation in CIT, but when they put in the new houses up there and put in new roads, the irrigation was removed, and the connection to the mains was removed.
But this is from some of the 80s, I think you said. Some of these trees would be quite old.
Yeah, so yeah, most of the planting was done in the early or mid-80s, and some more recent ones were probably in the mid-90s. So, yeah, they're all over 20 to 30-year-old trees.
And given you said that water's an issue, but we've had a pretty wet sort of last few months, relatively speaking, how is it looking at the moment? And did you get many apples or any of the other?
Yeah, it's all looking very healthy this year. We got good crops of there's a lot of apples and pears, and some really lovely quinces this year. We didn't get. The stone fruits didn't do so well this year, but most of it was eaten by the local fauna.
So, that was my next question. What happens to it? You're not getting any of it by the sounds of it.
I still get enough, and we still get what I can eat, and other people go up there and pick. I think it's been particularly hard this year. Probably a bit better for the wildlife, but I know last year with the fires and things like that, the trees were really anything that fruited was just totally eaten by the birds and stuff.
What's the purpose though? Would you like them to be productive and then to be able to take fruit for whatever purpose, or are you happy just to leave it to nature?
I think it's trying to. I'd like it that there's fruit there for people who go up there and see it and want fruit, but also there's also fruit there for the birds and the animals. It's sort of a matter of trying to learn, a bit of balance and harmony. I mean, if everybody stops growing food in their gardens, therefore there's less food for the local habit. Indigenous animals, and therefore then they go and start looking elsewhere, or we lose them totally from our gardens and our areas.
Mm. How many people have you got helping you in this?
We've probably at the regular, we've had probably about 10, but there's probably up to about 40, 50 people on the mailing list, and sometimes we can have 20 or 30 people at the orchard.
So if someone's listening right now and they're a bit intrigued by what you're doing, who would you like to hear from in terms of helping out or volunteering?
I guess anybody who would like to get out on sort of a Sunday morning and would like to spend time in a nice natural environment, working with others and doing things outside. I mean, there's a variety of jobs from pruning to clearing weeds to putting mulch around the trees to digging. At the moment, we're doing a lot of planting of sort of creating more habitat in the area. So we're planting a lot of native shrubs. So we've got adopt a park grant last year, and so with that we've bought a whole lot of native plants. Which we're porting around the edge to sort of bring in habitat and also try and create a bit more of a microclimate and sort of improve the environmental area.
It's just fabulous. Well done with what you're doing. What have you got out of it? Why have you kept doing it for so long?
I guess I like being out there doing things for other people, and it's just nice to have something to get out and do. And for me it's very rewarding just to sort of see what it was when we got it and what it is now, and there's still, you can sort of slowly develop the site and see it changing. I mean, we now, there's local school, I know they've been the kindy kids up there, and we've made little groves where the kindy kids can go and play and just have more nature play. It's just a nice place to be. It's just nice being out there. There's lots of little birds. As well.
It sounds lovely. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Georgia Steins on ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.